6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm your boy C4. We back with another episode. Of course, today we got our sponsor. We're gonna call him family. Of course, he's family. Back in the building, Nick with Dory Vodka.
Always a pleasure. Love always being
pleasure.
Here.
Always a pleasure.
And before we say anything, let's just say cheers and do the toast that I love you when you do it.
I'm not above you or below you. I'm right with you.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's even smoother. What y'all do to that?
Oh, this is that main run. This is your full production run.
Oh, that's crazy.
Told
that's
you.
Different.
It's nice. It is more like you feel all the aroma, the notes, and
yeah, you do.
So smooth.
Definitely smooth.
With a D. It's not smooth. It's smooth.
Yeah. Let me try this again. Hold on.
Told you. I call it liquid delicious.
Oh, that's crazy. Y'all should do a commercial that says, I can't believe it's not vodka.
Right? We're going to get Fabio doing it. I can't believe this is vodka.
I can't believe this is vodka.
Because it ain't vodka. This is your world's first and best neat sipping vodka. This is just on a different level. It's pretty much something where you can just pour it neat and enjoy it and have that full body, the flavor, the aroma. It's your sipper. It's your long drink.
Yeah.
And the more you sip it, the more you want to sip it. It just invites you.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it giving me? But it's not giving me anything specific, so.
That's what I mean. It is, for the palate, what the palate is experiencing is just a celebration. It's giving all the right tones and the right notes, but not linking to one specific. So what it does, it almost leaves your palate yearning for more.
Okay. Y'all heard that for sure. If y'all haven't picked this up, right now, this is what we're doing. It's in stores coming, this week, next week?
Next week. It's going to be pretty much available in Southern California. And very soon it will also be available online for other states and et cetera. And your store should have it. And if your store doesn't have it, you should ask for it. And we're just going to have it pretty much in almost predominant liquor retailers. And like I say, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
When the day is not right and something went wrong, all you got to do is, I'm going to get home, or I'm going to get to my local bar, or I'm going to get to my spot, and I'm going to don't worry about it.
That's lit. Yeah. I fuck with that.
Cheers.
I fuck with that. Hey, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Oh, this went down like
that.
This.
I'm gonna be saying it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna be saying that from now on.
Right?
Don't worry about
right.
it. Sheesh. Nah, man. Hey, thank you again for coming back, man.
It's a pleasure, man.
Just understanding like the journey that you guys have been on and where we at now, like from where we were, where you guys were too.
Absolutely.
Understanding what's going on, what the growth is.
Oh, 100%. And it is that organic growth mm-hmm. that is second to none, because when you have something grown organically, it takes life of its own. And before you know it, you're not even holding the reins no more. It just takes a life of its own. And first and foremost, Open Bar Podcast, it's being here every time is an honor and a privilege.
Oh, for sure. We appreciate it. For sure.
This platform truly is one of the most unique platforms. And the way you host it and what you deliver to the public and to your viewers and to everybody, it is truly a work of art. You keep it 100.
Now, just let me take a shot to that, man. Cheers to that, for sure. That's one thing I try to, like, make sure that we deliver in the right type of content, the right type of message and everything.
And you do, and every time, you know, and this is my opinion, it's an inspiration. It is where you reach out where most fail. You're not, you don't keep things on the surface. You make sure that there's layers to it. Yeah.
It's raw too.
You get it how you get it. And if somebody doesn't get it, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Look, that's going to be the new thing right there.
That's your new thing right there, for
sure. Don't worry about it.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to continue drinking, because once you start with don't worry, it's like you open the Pandora's box. You know what I mean?
Hey. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. It's good right now. So,
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, man. Like, the last time we had our first show, we had Mike on the show.
Correct.
Mike couldn't be here, of course. Shout out to Mike for...
Shout out to my boy, Mike. He's currently in a plane headed back to the States. Mm-hmm. He was out taking care of some business overseas mm-hmm. and should be back in Sunday, tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to highlight him tomorrow.
100%. And always, like, when he's not next to me, it's like a big part is missing. Yeah. So... My brother, cheers to you.
It's another cheers.
Cheers. We're just going to be cheering.
We about to be messed up.
To my boy Mike.
But don't worry about it. That's dope, man. So since the last time you guys been here, what has changed with the growth of the business?
So when we were here, we were running the pilot program. Mm-hmm. So we're introducing Dore, showcasing Dore to the public, to vendors, to venues, mm-hmm. to bars, to restaurants, to et cetera. And one thing we found ourselves, people just gravitate towards Dore. Now, when I say this is something for you, the minute, like you, for mm-hmm. example, the minute the first time you saw it, you smelled it, you tasted, mm-hmm. you're like, oh man, wow, you know? And I wanna say the market has embraced it. We put the next level of different, and we delivered all the good. We eliminated all the bad. So the request, the demand has been grown. The popularity has been grown. And last week, we got our complete purchase shipments in. And currently, our distributors have picked up and... should be on the shelves by next week and widely available in Southern California. And like I said, if it's not in your favorite store, you ask for it and they'll get it to you as well.
Absolutely.
Great things, big things.
Got a few stores that I go to, I'm going to make sure I ask for it.
Yeah, and this is just a fulcrum. It's a pinnacle. Mm-hmm. It has changed how spirits are looked at. When I say unique, it's not the word to describe it. It is something that it has characteristics of all the pleasures. And this is if you would have gone multiple artists mm-hmm. and they did a major collaboration.
So you saying this is a symphony?
I would say this is a harmonic is symphony.
Yeah, symphonies are. I'm a musician.
Oh, I know that.
I like music, so we can't compare small to
exactly.
big. You got to compare big to big. And symphonies is
it's as big as it gets.
Yeah,
it is. It is truly a harmonial symphony where everything just coexists together in a perfect harmony.
Dope.
Yeah, and. It was like we've talked about it before, but it's been a long journey. But mm-hmm. sometimes great things do take time.
Absolutely.
And a right time for it. And this was the right time for Doré. And Doré just emerged with its all uniqueness and its variances.
I don't have no spike, no nothing, no none of that. It's just smooth.
You know what I say? Doré tastes different, smells different. It's a smooth operator.
It's a smooth operator. I don't want to get kicked off YouTube for that. But yeah, no. For everybody who listening who don't understand, and they need to understand, if y'all tune in, y'all have seen Doré Vodka on numerous of episodes because it's right here on the shelf. It's right here on the bar.
And you were one of the first to have Doré where nobody else had it.
Are you talking about the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Look, see, we are the home of the first.
You are the home of the first.
We are the home of the first. Because that's dope.
We're going to do one of these 10 years later, too.
That's crazy because we have a few firsts, but I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a coin that for sure.
For sure.
What? Y'all just now getting Doré? Come on now. We've been at it.
Exactly.
Been at it. That's dope. How is the market receiving it?
And like I said,
not the market? Let's talk about the consumer.
Well, the consumer, like I said, the minute they smell it, they're like, mm-hmm. "Oh my God, this smells so different! It's mm-hmm. it's so nice," and then it hits the lips, and they're like, "Wow." And then it goes down, and they're like, "Oh my God, this is smooth!" And yeah. I mean, it's to a point where it's no longer smooth; it's smooth. You know what I mean? It's just that good. And it's just, the minute they have it, everything that they knew about it mm-hmm. is no longer...
Or thought about vodka, for
a
sure.
A vodka. It's,
yeah. it's... Vodka got it doesn't have a bad name, but it has a bad name.
And that's what it is. This is not your grandpa's vodka.
Meh.
This is not what, you know, your screwdriver is made of. This is the gentleman's drink. This is enjoyed, neat. All the body, you've tasted those, the oats in it, the body of it. It's character. It's almost like having a very well, high end scotch, but it's clear.
Going to the bar and be like, "Let me get a Doré neat."
That's what I meant. This is neat. A complete 360 change mm-hmm. on the entire perspective. And like I said, my boys Mike and I goal was. What do we create that takes all the best of the spirits and eliminates the bad? And that's what Doré is. It's a creation of the right harmony, the perfect scent, the perfect palate taste, the body, the oats, the flavor, the smoothness, and etc. Because look, the rule is anything that you can pour room temperature from the bottle to the glass and enjoy, you have a true extraordinary top shelf product. When you got to do things to it, then no.
That's how I got with a big song when it's not dope. I just yawned. Oh my God. I'm a little buzz, I guess, already.
Hey. Nice thing about Doré, no hangover. You can drink as much as you want.
Oh, yeah,
there's no sugars, there's no additives,
tomorrow.
There's no none of that. This is all pure oats, malt. Barley, rye.
How is the business of vodka been treating you, you guys?
You know what? It's been treating us good. And like I said, for us, the business is the journey. It is presenting and developing what Doré was, something that is unique to its own, creating a new segment. For Mike and I, the challenge is always the obstacles that we want to climb. And, you know, anybody and everybody should always hold themselves to higher challenges and higher mountains to climb, and this was one of them. And we climbed one mountain, and now we want to climb the next and the next. And
the reason why I asked that is because I've talked to people who have started vodka spirits brands, mm-hmm. and they said it's hard.
It is just the spirits, period, mm-hmm. is a hard business. Mm-hmm. And it has to be. Any business that is very lucrative is going to be very difficult. It is going to be very challenging. It's going to be, you got to be resilient and you can't give up. It's one of those. So you're going to hear 20 no's. It's that one yes you're looking for, right? So just like anything in life, you believe in what you believe and you don't give up and right. you push. And we've been making the Dore noise, and we know that we've been embraced by the consumers and by the public and by the stores is because the real estate for Dore has been made. And once you take that real estate, that means you were good enough to take that shelf.
Right.
The shelf space for any place is the most.
That's where it comes.
That's the expensive real estate, right? And it has been worthy of that real estate.
Man. I am.
So yeah, it's a spirits itself. It's just like the music industry. It's very tough, right? Back in them days when
music is different now.
Right, it's different now.
Crazy.
But same concept.
Super question. From idea to packaged, what would you say for someone who want to get into this industry? What would you say the cost you would look for cost wise to do that?
Okay, so
concept to package.
Now that is a trick question. I'll Mike and I bootstrapped this entire project. We don't have investors. We didn't take on investors. Mm-hmm. None of that. Reason being is because we wanted to do certain things our way. Right now, there's times where there's small budget, we had no budget. Mm-hmm. But what that gave us that edge, and the edge is the creativity. Mm-hmm. We figured out ways to make a dollar do the same as $100. Mm. So when you're spending $100, you're getting $1,000 worth of thing.
Right, right.
Now, to have an idea, to concept, to actual package, to actual store, you could spend minimum, quarter to half a million.
I'm not talking about the store.
No, I'm saying just to get it from concept to bottle to package, you will spend about a quarter mil easily. And that's if you have the right connections, the right people, right R&D, the right this, the right that. If you're creating a product, a new product, not something you're white labeling, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
you
right.
don't go to, you know, somewhere down in Mexico, say, cool, I want this tequila, great. You know, you and 10,000 other bottles is the same. Here's a bottle, slap a label, cool. And that's that. No, that's white label. You're just buying something in a barrel.
Right.
To create a product, just like you said, something like Dore, mm-hmm. where it's an idea, concept, to bottle, to packaging, yeah. That's, you know, and if it's, you don't have the right connections, half a mil would be spent easily.
This is crazy to grasp the fact that you have, like for this spirit or this fluid to cost $250,000 from start to finish, which is, everybody's dream is to be like their own entrepreneur.
Sure.
I think that's a big investment. I think that's a grind that you will have to only take on if you are passionate about it, and sipping on it, it shows a passion in it. So I think that's dope.
Awesome. And listen, and I've said it on the show before and I'll say it again. I'm going to give a shout out to Serge.
Sorry.
My boy.
I remember, yeah.
Spirit France. Because a lot of the availability and the doors and the things that were open for us, where we didn't, like I said, we used a dollar to do the same as Benjamin does, mm-hmm. was all due to Spirit France and Serge by making certain things available for us where that dollar was stretched to $100.
Definitely a sipping vodka.
But if it wasn't, yeah, we would be about a quarter into it like that.
So for so, the
Cheers to him.
Shout out to Serge. We did that last time, too.
Of course.
So for the concept of sipping vodka, how many companies are taking that on?
We're the first.
It's a lot of companies taking on, like, the, oh, we're going to, mix. Vodka is a well-known.
Sure. It's a great mixer. It still is.
Yeah.
We have cocktails, like a cocktail called Old Fashioned. We have actually one that Mike named Martini Blue. It's a blue cheese martini. It's amazing because...
Blue cheese martini?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Blue cheese olives. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Never.
It's never delicious. Like I said, listen, every time you take Doré and take the lid off, the
blue
cap
cheese.
Comes off, you just smell liquid delicious.
Like, blue cheese?
Mm-hmm. You know blue cheese olives?
That's crazy.
Yep. It's amazing.
I love olives.
Our mixologist made one instead of an old fashioned, it's oat fashioned.
Okay.
And it's done with Doré. That thing is delicious as well. So it pairs very well in specific cocktails, but yet on its own, it stands on its unique merits of just having it like this and enjoying it. And,
that's great.
I've had a lot of cigar lovers that usually do brandy, cognac, or scotch.
We actually
introduced Doré to a cigar club, like a cigar club bar. And a lot of them were like, man, it's like having an amazing 18-year-old scotch, only clear.
That's where it stands. I timely indulge in cigars, too, so I might have to...
It pairs very well.
Because
of the content, it pairs very well. So
I think it'd be dope for us to... Well, we're going to talk about that. Because I'm always thinking about ideas.
You're always thinking about something. So I'm there with you, man. Like, I'm there with you.
That's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the sponsors, Interstate Vodka. He loves cigars, and their vodka is starting to be in the line of Civic Vodka, too, but... The smell and the taste, of course, y'all have two different lanes. I probably let you taste it, but it's crazy, like, how cigars and liquor go together.
Of course.
Usually it's with, like, a whiskey.
Sure.
I usually do a whiskey.
For cigars, commonly, it's usually whiskey,
yeah.
Bourbon, scotch, cognac, brandy, and... That's why when we introduced Doré, it was embraced because it's like, oh man, oh,
it's like a whole nother thing.
Yeah, this is. It has its own merits now. You know what I mean? And
it allows like certain aromas from the cigar do its due diligence, and it still holds its own.
Exactly.
Floor.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
Look at me, man.
Look at you. Look at him go.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it, though, because I smoke cigars here
so
and there.
I used to do it,
like, a lot, but I slowed down because I don't know why I did. I just chilled on it. But, yeah, no, just thinking about it, like, depending on how you pick your cigars, like, you got the mild, you got the heavy.
Of course. You got the light, you got the dark.
And then sipping, you just gave me a whole little... You just opened up a whole new world to what I was thinking about cigars. And
look, you know what I always say, and this is actually something Mike and I always say. I go, take anything, put the ray on it, it just makes it better.
I hear you. I'm going to take another pour of this. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
It's always the ray about it.
That's dope, man. I appreciate the passion you guys have for, like, the things y'all do, because it not only puts a good product out, but it gives people who like vodka something to look forward to. You get what I mean? Like, it's a lot of people out here today going for the tequilas, it's popularity, and it's like, some people are like, I only like vodka. But to get a vodka that they can actually enjoy and it's luxury, that's dope.
I'll give you an example. Thank you, first and foremost.
No, for real.
Thank you. Actually, what Doré was able to do is gravitates the consumer that drinks the scotch or the bourbon or the tequila to it is because in its unique way, it has perfections and notes of those things as well. So John, for instance, from Cali Audio.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Shout out to John.
Shout out to John, man.
He's like, dude, I love Doré. I drink Doré. And John's a tequila drinker, right? But he sees Doré, he's like, yep, I'm going to have Doré.
I've seen him fight for Doré.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, he was like, what? Doré's way better.
Yeah. And John is like a major, Casa Dragones, I think, is his go-to.
I think so.
But
John drinks.
Ever since we've introduced Doré, John is like, yeah, if there's Doré, I'm having Doré. I don't care what else is on the table. But yeah, and that's what it does. It does gravitate all the palates. Mm-hmm. The reason it does, because it holds, like I said, the entire goal was to take everything that's best about spirits, eliminate what's bad, and put it in this. And that's what Doré is.
Give me one bad that you could say that was taken out of this.
It's okay. First and foremost, we do not use any additive sugars, glycerin, anything of those nature to soften the spirit, right? Mm-hmm. The oats does that for us. And the process of it, and we've talked on your show before, mm-hmm. like the way we distill it, the way we do it.
If y'all didn't know, this is round two for this show. Right? This is part two of the show. We did a part one. This is like this the reiteration, because the first time was like we just getting started. Now it's like we got the ball. We finna go for the goal.
Right.
So this is part two for everybody who don't know, just to give them that reiteration. You know what I'm saying? For the listeners and for the viewers, you know.
And so a main objective was that, and the entire distillation and et cetera, we have distilled this like Calvados, like brandy, so it's cognac technology. The mash that's made for this, it's actually done in a brewery because mm-hmm. the oats,
like a beer brewer.
Yeah. Okay. So we get the oats and everything, the mash for it, made in the brewery, because with the malt and etc., you need a brewery to do it. A distillery couldn't do it.
Okay.
And that's why I said this is
so
like a perfect.
You're giving the game up to the.
That's cool. Yeah. Because cool, there's a lot more that goes into it. Okay.
So you take the... No, just let go. Yeah,
right. I'm saying. Right? So what it is, it's... When I said it's a perfect symphony, uh-huh. That's what we're referring to, is collaboration of all the good, right?
Gotcha.
And the way it was done, and the second thing, gotcha. And this is proven. Mike and I have R&D'd this thoroughly.
And I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. You can kill two bottles, wake up in the morning, go to work like nothing.
So, of course,
you will not have a hangover.
So, did y'all take all of the concepts of how every spirit is done and do that concept, or?
So, what we did was we talked about.
It sound like that's what.
So, what was done was
not to get a secret up in it, like,
right? No, we're not. So, what was done was we took all the best. Everything, mm-hmm. scotch, bourbon, tequila, mm-hmm. vodka, everything, right? And we just sat down and for days just said, I like this about this, but not about that. Then it's like data, right?
Right.
And then we're like, okay, so here's the pros.
All that drunken data we talked about.
Yeah, right. Here are the cons. And then we're like, well, imagine if we actually make something with oats, right? So when we reached out to our boy Serge over at Spirit Friends.
Borges.
What is it?
He said Borges.
Our boy Serge.
Oh, Borges. I thought you were saying some French shit. I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
He got fancy.
So our boy Serge, and we told him, and he's like, you want to do what? And then like we spoke on the round one of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, but you know what? The R&D part of it intrigues me. Because we're like, we want to do this, and want to have it with rye, and want it with malt, and et cetera, right? And then about a month later, we get a call. They're like, okay, like literally, we have something great beyond the plane.
You know what pulls me right now? Y'all take the brewery mash?
We give the content to the brewery. Mm-hmm. They prepare the mash. They send it back over to us. And
that's
then
crazy.
We run the mash with the three other grains, because there's rye in there too, and the... spirits as well, and then we distill all that together.
Yes.
And then we rectify it. So it's like I said, it's a combination of perfection.
Who the fuck came up with that crazy concept?
two crazy guys named Mike and Nick.
That's crazy. Look, I love the exclusivity of having certain things first. This is beyond, like, the
thought of. Thank you. Like I said, man, it's a journey, it's a dream. Mike and I both, you know, throughout our youth, we were always vodka drinkers. And
we like what we like, we're about to perfect it.
We're like, we're just like, let's make it better. And that's what Doré is. Doré is truly, Mike and I, it's our child. It's like we gave birth to it, you know what I mean? And it's been an amazing journey, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. One of the biggest blessings and privileges is to be on a beautiful journey with your boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? With your best friend.
Cheers to that. Sure.
Everything else comes secondary. It's like horse and carriage.
Cheers to that. There's nothing like a friendship that you can grow with and actually have the same
passion.
The same energy towards a passion. Like, it's crazy.
Thank you, my friend.
Some people don't grasp that, but to have a friend is like, hey, you know, and y'all can argue about it too and get it together and, like, let's make it make sense.
Listen, remember how we were
sometimes
talking about
it. Sometimes you don't
want to
show up, but you got to show up, motherfucker. Show up.
Right?
Some people don't want to, they want to sleep in. You got to, hey, show up, bro.
Listen, for him or me, like I was saying earlier, we might not have six people carry our casket, mm-hmm. but that one person will drag that casket till his legs give out.
Definitely.
So, till the casket hits the ground. But yeah, that is the type of family bond friendship that we acquire for one another. And
That's dope, man.
It's part of it.
That's dope. I think we all stand on the same morals, because that's what
it's
I'm trying
values.
To do here with Open Bar Podcast, man. Yeah. At the team, we drag each other when we need to drag each other.
100%. 100%. And
that's the only way you get better, though.
We improve one another is what we do. And Doré and our company, Mike and I, everything, the pillars for it is all about values.
Mm-hmm.
Because without values, even your product is not what it needs to be. Without values, your loyalty is not the same, and et cetera. So values is a key element in Doré. Not just the drink itself, but the people behind it. Mm-hmm. We're not the face of Doré. Mm-hmm. Doré is the face.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but you guys are dope in itself too. Like, you good energy. Mike has dope energy. Like, those, I mean, you guys are the only two that I've met from the company. And I think you guys are the only ones in the company, no?
Yes. We wear many hats.
Yeah, well, you guys are dope. I'm glad that I actually stumbled across and he ended up following Open Bar Podcast. And Mike, I mean, John knew who you guys was.
Right.
And also, Rafi knew who you guys was, and I was like, okay, let's talk about it then. John actually the one that actually put it up to me. He was like, you should have him. I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm with that. Like, right. I'm cool. But when he said a vodka, I was just like skeptical, because I don't drink vodka.
Right.
So for him to say it, I'm like, let's try it and see what happens. So when I got it and I tried it, I was like, okay, yeah, this is something different. Because when I drink vodka, usually you have that spicy taste. It's hella dry. I think that's what it's called, dry. Because some people say dry, whatever. And I was like, I don't like vodka like that.
It doesn't have body.
It don't have. It's just, here it is. It's right. Like raw.
It's ethanol. There
right.
You go.
So when I taste the starter, the runner, it was good. I was like, this is crazy. This is even better because it's even smoother. So I don't know what y'all pulled out of the tank, but. Yeah, it's working.
Thank you.
It's working.
It's
working.
That's what we're aiming for. So
working.
Awesome.
And this is definitely something I can drink straight up, no chasing,
no
juice, no ice, none of that. This is something I can sip on while I'm gaming, or you know what I'm saying. Or
it's dangerous.
I believe, because I've already been in feeling it. I've sipped it since then. I've been yawning. Like, God, it's hitting. It's going what it's going good. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
To do. I like it, though. I've been loving it, but this is actually a whole nother ball game from that. Like, you can tell.
Thank you, man.
It's a jump.
Well, like I said, again, the production batch, you're the first one to have, so.
No, I appreciate it. Shout out to Doré Vodka. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's dope. Now, for people who want to get into this type of business, like, I always ask, I have to ask, what would you suggest? Like, what would be one of your classes that you would say, do this, and then do this? Let's get three things that you would suggest for someone who want to get into this
Absolutely.
Type of business.
Number one, be prepared for a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Determination and patience is a key element. You will come through a lot of hurdles. You will come across a lot of obstacles. You have to be able to quickly mitigate, diversify, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
If for any reason, and you can't like dwell, well, it happened, and what am I... If you're going to look at the past, don't engage in it, because it's ever-changing. It
right.
moves quick.
Right.
Second, understand what you're going to create.
Mm-hmm. Do your research.
Do your research. Have
Not
something,
to add to you.
Have something that would stand on its own merits.
Mm-hmm.
People love the word new.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in our DNA.
They love exclusive even better.
Yep. And be different. Whatever it is you're going to do, be different. When you do things differently, everything great ever made, mm-hmm. from building to cars to drinks to whatever, because it was different. So your uniqueness should be part of your character.
Okay.
And just be prepared to hear a lot of no's. A lot of people will not believe in you, because end of the day, this industry, I won't ask you because you're open bar podcast, but your average individual, when you say, well, how many people you know that have a spirit, they'll be like, I don't know anybody. Personally, right? You'll be like,
not personally at all. Like someone that I've reached out to, it's like, hey, you know, and gotten to know them, like you and Mike, is like, if I had a question or a idea, I might reach out to you, Mike,
all day, every
Rafi,
day, right?
You know.
But what I'm saying is, an individual mm-hmm. that is not in the industry or the realm of industry, you say, well, how many friends do you have that they do spirits? They'll be like, none. Versus how many friends do you have that, let's say, do, for example, you know, let's say dry cleaning, right?
Right.
The reason they won't know or have, because it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of hard work. It is a very difficult business.
It takes a lot of no days off.
Oh, yeah. It's
a lot of people not showing up for you. You got to show up for yourself.
100%. So it's not something easily made or easily done.
Right.
And, you know, end of the day, spirits are, you know, glamorous. Doesn't matter what kind of spirits, right?
Right.
Everybody wants it, but not everybody wants to put the work into it.
Right.
So is it possible for anybody to do? Of course. Everybody has their potential for greatness, right? It all depends how much of yourself you're willing to invest in.
Right.
Are you going to invest all of you? Are you going to be resilient? Because end of the day, you'll find the money. You'll find, an investor. But see, in order for you to bring an investor, what's so unique about yours?
Right.
How do you stand up from the pack, right? So, yeah, I mean, if you have an original idea, if you want to do this, if you want to do that, and if you're willing to put the work in, nothing is impossible.
Right.
Nothing is impossible for anybody.
You gotta take it and strive with it.
100%. You gotta leave it, breathe it. You know, just you gotta put your 100% into it.
So,
and quality for us, it's all about quality.
Yeah.
It's all about reflection of. Dore for us was the way Mike and I looked at it. We wanted to make a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say work of art, we wanted all the good. We wanted that beautiful Picasso. And that's what we strive for. And that's what the journey was.
Dope. I want to get into some numbers. A lot of people who want to get into this type of business. What is your typical year looking like as far as your finances, as far as income? being it, you guys have been doing this for how long now?
Well, we've been doing the projects, of just the vodka project and et cetera, for about a decade. Mm-hmm. This year was the celebration of the decade. And not particularly for Doray. Doray has been about roughly about 3.5 in making between concept to this. Mm-hmm. To make numbers for the spirit itself, we'll do the podcast next year again, because as they hit the shelves,
only because this is something new. I forgot. Yeah. So y'all getting an exclusive look at a brand that is on a grind from the mud.
That's right. Like a phoenix, we rise from the ashes.
So we can't
even
give them numbers.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Hey, Open Bar fam, it's your host, C4, and we're bringing you another top-tier experience today. If you're serious about quality and flavor, then listen up. We're excited to partner with Nuda Tequila, a brand that's all about purity and craftsmanship. Nuda isn't just any tequila. It's crafted with precision and passion. Made from 100% pure blue agave, Nuda delivers a smooth, clean taste that goes down easy, whether you're taking a shot or savoring it neat. And for those who love a good cocktail, it mixes perfectly for a refreshing twist. So why not elevate your next gathering? Head over to nudatequila.com and grab your bottle today. And don't forget, tag us at openbarpodcast_ and at nudatequila on Instagram to show us how you enjoy it. Cheers to good times and great tequila. Also now, when you order online, use openbar10 for 10% off at checkout. Remember, it's not just about drinking, it's about the experience. Let Nuda be your next go-to. Salud. At Open Bar Podcast, we know great conversations start with the right pour. That's why we're proud to introduce Dore Premium Vodka, an award-winning experience crafted by cellar masters using time-honored traditions and modern innovation. Distilled in copper stills from golden oats and wheat, Dore Premium Vodka offers a rich, full-bodied taste with delicate oat notes and a creamy texture. Whether you're celebrating big wins or savoring small moments, Dore Premium Vodka is your golden companion. Available now. Sip responsibly. Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm excited to share that Interstate Vodka is now one of our sponsors. Interstate Vodka was formed in Southern California by three childhood friends. What started as a vision turned into a reality built by hard work and the desire to present a quality product. Distilled in Jacksonville, Florida, this corn-based, 8x distilled ultra-premium vodka will satisfy your palate. The interstate connects us all. All roads lead here. Interstate Vodka isn't just your go-to spirit for a night out. It's perfect for all occasions. Celebrate birthdays, holidays, or any special event with a smooth and sophisticated touch. Whether you're toasting to a milestone or simply enjoying a quiet evening, Interstate Vodka enhances every moment. And let's talk cocktails. Interstate Vodka is incredibly versatile. Mix up a classic vodka martini, a refreshing Moscow Mule, or try something new like a berry-infused vodka lemonade. The possibilities are endless, and each sip is pure perfection. Don't miss out on this amazing vodka. Shop Interstate Vodka at your nearest Total Wine or visit interstatevodka.com. And while you're online, check out openbarpodcast.com for more from us. Follow us on Instagram, @openbarpodcastoch, to stay updated with all the latest happenings.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing.
Can't even get into their pockets right now because we can't even fathom them yet. It's going up. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what it is. All it's been doing is just climbing.
Absolutely.
So as it's available in stores and retailers next week, We'll do one of these this time around next year, and then our audience will know exactly what the numbers are, what it took to get there, and what you got to do to get there. Because we don't sell Doré to people. We just broaden people's taste with Doré, where we present to them a piece of artwork. They gravitate to it.
I've seen themselves. Those posts too. I see where y'all going with them, with the marketing.
Yeah, this is something.
With the puzzles and all that.
Yeah, all we do is just introduce Doré to them.
Mm-hmm.
Doré speaks for itself. But yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's the rave it has received, the embracing it has received. It's been unreal. It surpassed our expectations, and it continuously surpasses our expectations. But like I said, one day it'll just run on its own.
No, that's dope. First of all, like, to even understand that, like, that's, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
This is like, what y'all doing right now is y'all giving the viewers a raw look to the growth of mm-hmm. Doré Vodka.
It's, we're pretty much taking your viewers right now, mm-hmm. and we're taking them on the Doré journey.
That's dope. I appreciate that.
And we appreciate that because...
What was the deciding point for you guys to be like, we're going to go open bar podcast?
Honestly. John was like, you got to go on this podcast. Yeah. I love this guy. So
shout out to John.
and then Mike spoke to you.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
Yeah. And then he called me up and he said he had a conversation with you. And he said, you know what? I liked everything he had to say. He goes,
I didn't even say much. We just had a conversation, man. So it was like.
Yeah. And what he said was, he's like, you know, the guy was cool, nice, like down to earth. And, you know, he was just like, I had a certain connection. And he's like, I think we should do it. I was like, sounds good to me, man. So let's do it. And we're glad we do it. We
much
did
love,
it.
Mike.
And, you know.
Much love, Mike.
I was like, done. But initially, it was like John. It was like, yeah, you got to go over here. So, like I said, you get the raw here. So,
that's crazy because y'all probably wasn't even ready. I was like, man, we trying to get this together. We trying to do this right here. Like, let's chill first. But it was like, it's probably an opportunity because we're growing still.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are growing. I like this. And I now that I think about it, I appreciate it even more because we're actually on a build journey with each other.
Actually, if you go to our website, mm-hmm. Doré.com, and you go about the About page,
mm-hmm.
you'll actually see the journey.
Okay.
So there's actually a journey with dates, times, events, and stuff like
that.
What's
the website, man?
You know?
And
we're actually taking your viewers... or just people watching, mm-hmm. to an actual journey.
You guys have a TikTok, a YouTube? You got to have,
right.
have a marketing
we're gonna,
team?
Yep, we're going to be, as the journey begins, and all
you know,
of
you
that
LA,
is going to be...
You got LA right here, too.
Right, for sure.
Because Coffee right here is a dope-ass photographer. He does events. Crazy.
Awesome.
I'm trying to get into some music videos, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we're going to take this one thing at a time. It's going to be raw. It's going to be live. It's going to be...
That's dope. That's
you see
the key.
It, you know, and end of the day, people like myself, like yourself, we love inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fuel that drives us, right?
That's the key. That's the key to Open Bar Podcast.
Exactly. And you know what? Somebody inspires me. I want to be able to inspire them.
Yes.
You inspire Coffee. Coffee inspires me. I inspire such and such and et cetera, et cetera.
He inspired me more because I look at his page and I'll be seeing how hard he be going.
So inspiration
right
is
here,
the fuel.
This guy right here, he be on top of stuff. He be on top of
Coffee,
stuff.
You're the man. That's all he's saying.
On top
you're
of
the
stuff.
Man.
You gotta appreciate
to
it
coffee.
For sure.
100%.
For real. But I honestly that'd be my main that's the main heart of Open Bar Podcast. Inspiration, like to see what's going on. People are doing so much adventures, there's so much going on in the world. To have the conversation to be like, hey, you know, how do you do that? Or how do you get there? How do you be this motivated to get up every day to make this happen? Like, how does it come from just your idea to this bottle to the fact that you really put in the time to make sure it's quality? Like, those be the conversation I like to have.
Right, exactly.
Especially on this platform. Like, I want to make sure that I'm putting out the right message. Like,
absolutely.
And for you guys to be, to for me to understand now that you guys are pretty much planning or plotting your grow, and we are actually documenting it in a way.
It makes it
that much better. So
it
I
makes it that,
that
much sweeter.
It makes that much sweeter, better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
that.
It's a privilege for us as well.
It's big for us because now it's like you put a weight on my shoulder, but I do this every day. So this is what I do. This is literally what I do every day. So Open Bar Podcast is here to stay. I'm not trying to like make it go nowhere. I'm trying to make sure it's sustainable.
Absolutely.
So, that's dope. I appreciate the fact that you guys listening to John.
Of course.
And making that decision because we're growing organically and it's doing what it's supposed to do. But the fact that you guys are growing too, just like Gran Diamante, they're growing. But we're not getting a story on Gran Diamante just yet. That's family. But to hear it, it's like, that's sick. That's dope, and I appreciate that.
End of the day, man, just you, I, John, with Cali Audio.
That's a story. That's why I love having
right.
them all, too.
So, end of the day, the inspiration is, it's not about money, it's not about this, it's about the journey and the legacy. You want to leave, to me, you want to leave a legacy.
Yes.
When you're long gone.
Mm-hmm.
From this beautiful earth.
What are your fossils going to do? Is it going to be in a museum or is it going to be in the trash?
Right. So you want to have that legacy. So for us, it's we want to leave our footprint. You know, we were here. Long after we're gone, you know, we want to have Dorey up on shelves and be like,
dope.
Yep, they were here. They're still here. Their legacy leaves on and et cetera. And the values live on because everything about our company is based on values. It's based on appreciation, motivation, respect, encouragement. Throughout our journey, we've had a lot of people that companies that have done creations or things for us, and they were emerging companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more of a unity of growth for all of us. So 2 years ago we were here, now we're here, next year we'll be here. And that journey has been grown with everybody together, including Open Bar Podcast. And we were here then, we are here now, we'll be here next year. And the growth will be grown and grown and
grown. If you've seen our numbers last year, oh my God, but see them now.
And like I said, it's a growth, right? And that's the beautiful part about it is this journey takes a collective individuals, collective minds and souls, and takes it on a journey, and one grows the other one grows the other one, and that's where the inspiration, support, and dedication comes in. You know, there's an old saying, a hand washes a hand.
Right, right.
But two hands wash a face. See what I mean?
Hey, you know what? Ever since I met you, that's how you've been. You always got your quotes, man. Yeah. You stay with the quotes. And they dope, though. Like, for you to retain that much is dope.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
like, a lot of people can't bring up, like, special quotes and special theories and stuff like that. They forget them.
You know what it is? In my opinion, when you live with certain inspirations or motivations, and I know I said this word gazillion times and I'll say it again, and values, it becomes your pinnacles of certain things.
Your pillars.
So your pillars are, you know, you have four pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Every chair has four legs.
Absolutely.
So you got to have the solid pillars to stand on. Your foundation has to be as solid and as unique to yourself. Because it doesn't matter if you have a two-story house on it or a 100-story, you know, skyscraper on it. If the foundation is solid, you could build anything on it.
Absolutely.
So it all, and foundation is based on
values. That's how Dubai was built.
Yeah. It's based on your foundation and your values. It's your four pillars. And, you know, everybody can have different meaning of their pillars. You know, it could be value, respect, courtesy, uplifting, whatever it is, whatever your values are, you know, those are the principles that you have to follow. And if you live and commit your business, your whatever your business might be, your friendship or etc., all it can do is grow.
Right.
Because it's consistency.
Right.
You don't have to be extraordinary. You just have to be consistent. It's like, you know, you could have a colleague or an acquaintance, and he can throw you the best birthday party, right? And then not be around for 4 years. Or you could have the individual that's always picking up a bottle of Doré and coming over your house every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now he's consistent.
Consistent.
You could build on that.
That's kind of like deep. Because somebody could throw one thing 1 year and then come back again the next year, do it one time again. Does that mean that you're not appreciative though when somebody does stuff like that?
No.
I'm taking it to a whole nother
level. Yeah, no. Right? See, the way I see it, it's not a matter of appreciation, it's about of worth.
Right.
Okay. We do certain things because we value.
Right.
Right. The value could be based on friendship, the value can be based on worth, it could be on so many levels, right? But that consistency is what world is built on. Because if you're here today and gone for the next 12 months, you know, you can't really build it. There's no dependency on that. Sure, you could throw the biggest party, but I'd rather have the guy pick up a Doré every Saturday and come over to my house and we barbecue. I have that consistency. I can rely on you. You could rely on me. And end of the day, those are your pillars, right? That's what you...
That's a tough day. That's deep, actually. That's real deep.
Yeah.
Because if you've been in a position to lose somebody who you cared about for your life, and they're not there, you can forget about them real quick.
Exactly.
Not like saying that you forget about loved ones and stuff like that, but
right.
People only last a certain amount of time.
Of course.
And to be a year, that's crazy. Anything, a lot of stuff can change in a year.
Listen, man, in a year, your world can turn upside down, right?
In a day.
So it is the individuals that are there. So it's not a matter of if they value or not. That is just that individual's concept of understanding of what values or four pillars are, which do not meet yours. It works for him and great for him, right? But that doesn't work for you.
Right.
And that's what it comes in. It's the four legs that we stand on, you know? So... for me, consistency is a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're consistently doing something, you don't have to do anything great as long as you do it consistently. Because then now you're reliable.
Right.
You're trustworthy. You're like a Swiss watch. You're always on time, you know, with your consistency. And that also presents and reveals your character.
Loyalty.
It speaks a lot about you.
Right.
It brings your merits. And your worth and value is built on your name and your merits. Because nothing else matters. You could have $10 million in the bank today, gone tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
But that doesn't define you.
Right.
Your word defines you. Because if you keep your word, and your word is gold, right? And my dad used to say, you know, it's a quote from my dad. He goes, son, in this world, all you have is your name. And when I say your name, not your first name, your last name. That's all you've got. You came to this world with it. You're going to leave this world with it. What you leave is you're going to leave your last name. Make sure that last name is good as gold. Because it doesn't matter what you created. In the end, your legacy is your last name.
Oh, absolutely.
So what you left...
That's why you keep the last name of your kid. You put the last name of your kids, your wife, and...
You know what? Let's say...
That legacy.
It's the legacy. Because if you were that consistent...
Used to be the legacy CFO.
Good individual, right? long after, you know, once you've gone and let's say your son is somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. At a podcast place, right? Or whatnot. And some guy says, oh, your last name, you're such and such son? And he says, yes, I'm. Oh my God, your father was a goat. He was an inspiration to me. I remember this and that. Oh my God, your father was a great man, and et cetera, et cetera. So what you left, like my dad said, mm-hmm. is your name.
Right.
So your name should be the most valuable thing to you.
Right.
Because end of the day, you're leaving your legacy based on your name. That's your value. That's your worth. Because nothing else. You're not taking your jewelry with you. You ain't taking no money with you.
Nope.
Cars, houses, nothing,
nope.
man. You came naked to this world. You're leaving naked to this world. From
ring,
this world.
No watch.
You know what I mean?
Apple Watch is going to die in a minute.
But you see what I'm saying? But you are leaving your name as your legacy. So that's... And with individuals having that consistency, mm-hmm. it speaks highly of their worth, value, and their name.
That's big. Y'all hear what's going on. Getting deep in here.
Doreg gets pretty deep here, right?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's it. End of the day, don't worry about it.
End of the day, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's crazy, man. I appreciate the journey. I'm gonna say that. I appreciate the journey.
We appreciate having you on the journey, man.
That is crazy. Yeah. So for everybody who has been listening to the last episodes and then this episode we about to put out. Man.
It's always a pleasure being here.
That's dope.
It's like this is my favorite spot to have drinks and great conversation.
That's dope. Let's turn to that. Because that's deep. Because you can go to any bar, you can go to any club, you can go anywhere you want to go.
I'd rather be
come
here.
Come and chill.
I'd rather conversate with you, conversate with the people, and have a drink.
That's dope. That's no cap.
This is privilege.
That's no cap.
This is privilege.
That's no cap, too. Saying we have good conversations. Anybody that ever came here, they'd be like, oh man, I don't want to, you know, they'd be like shy to come. But when they come and they sit down and
they want to stay,
they like chilling, like we drinking, we talking. It's like that's what I want. Mm-hmm. That's the energy.
That's your legacy, my friend. You create that environment, you give that energy. Open Bar Podcast does that, and part of that is you.
And part of this is Dory Vodka, because without Dory Vodka, we couldn't serve some of these drinks, goddamn. Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
That is crazy. So we're in stores next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say we, because...
It is a week.
We in stores next week. What else is new?
So we do have... other projects that we're not going to talk about now with Dore.
Okay.
But there are going to be a few variances as well. I'll just leave it at that for right now. They're in the works, but we'll be...
I got an idea, but go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing. We'll be having the first drinks here.
Okay. Y'all heard that, right?
You heard that.
It's exclusive.
Very exclusive.
It's exclusive. I appreciate it.
But so we're just starting here in Southern California. And then essentially we have a map plan of where we're going to be. Our whole idea is not to plaster out. We want that organic growth.
Right.
The reason about organic growth is brand loyalty stays forever.
Right.
And the only way you're going to achieve that is literally by organic growth you know, and grassroots.
You know the crazy part about that is, I'm going to talk about it just like a little snippet. Like I've had a conversation with a lot of people who want to come on to Open Bar Podcast, but they want to talk about things that are not in line with the brand. It's like, I can't be on here talking. I don't want to, because I feel like some of the conversations don't have a solution to them. I don't like talking about conversations don't have a solution 100%. To them. I want to get to the bottom of it.
Of course.
So, yeah, that is important. Stick to your brand. Stick to your idea and your goal.
100%. It's, you set one goal here, and you achieve that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people set unrealistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't reach that goal, they get discouraged. Okay? And that's in life. That's in business. That's in anything, right? Put goals that you can reach for.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to move the goalpost 100 yards out. Move it 20 yards at a time.
Right.
Essentially, you're going to get to the 100 yards.
Right.
Right?
All right, go for
open you're not podcast. Biting more than you can chew. All right, just do
I
it
go
right.
For a year, I think it was like, 52 episodes.
Yeah.
But we pushed it a little bit to 104 coffee episodes a year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Coffee's like, damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, we pushed it for 104 episodes for the year. But, you know.
Yeah,
we pushed the numbers as far as this year, and including next last year at 105,000 downloads.
Damn,
that's a 500,000 downloads.
Wow,
500,000 downloads.
Awesome, man.
We're having a party at 1,000,000. We're having a big party at 1,000,000.
We're invited, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll bring the vodka.
Yes, sir. That's the crazy part about it. That's the goal. Once we hit 1,000,000 downloads, mm-hmm. we're having 1,000,000 download party. We had 500,000+ downloads right now.
Nice. Beautiful. And that's what it is.
Yes.
You're putting a certain expectation and you're mm-hmm. following through it.
Yes.
And, you know, you work your ass off, you commit to it, and you get there. Yeah. Listen, the hardest thing is to have the wheels spinning. Once the train, you know, starts moving, right? It's 100 tons, right? But once it moves,
it's going.
But then there's
another
thing.
It's hard to slow it down.
There's nothing that can stop it, right? It'll plow right through it.
It's hard to slow a train down.
It's hard to get it going, but when it's going, it's going.
Absolutely.
And we're like that train.
You gotta be like that train, because if you're not like that train, you're gonna get planted into the dirt.
100%.
I'm not trying to get planted. I'm trying to ball over shit like I did in football.
We're just mowing right through. Mowing right through. Cheers, my friend. Yes. May your numbers grow infinitely.
Yes.
May the beautiful work that you do continuously grows.
Mm-hmm.
And sets your legacy, which is well deserved, because essentially inspiration is a rare commodity, and you are a distributor of rare commodity.
Yes.
And I value and appreciate that, and that's right. Why I say
your words,
being here, it's always a pleasure.
Your words be the biggest on me, because we talked at other events. You always is in a positive state. You always giving the right affirmations. You always like, look, if you would, you're always giving out good information, the good conversation. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And it goes both ways, my friend. That's goes dope, both man. Ways. Cheers.
Shout out to Dory. Nick, bro, you are a handful. You know that, right?
Hey, you know.
Bro, you give so much inspiration, so much power. Like, it's dope.
I appreciate it. I'm humbled, man. Thank you.
Nah.
It's, you know what? I speak from the heart.
Yes.
Right? There's no sugarcoating. It's raw. It's what you see is what
don't
you get.
Don't sugarcoat it, because me personally, I'll reach it. I'll be like, okay, yeah.
You know. You get what you see.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, you bullshit right
now. You know what I mean? Huh. You get what you get. Mm-hmm. This is what you get. And listen, end of the day. We get one shot in this world, right? Let's make everything count. And you know what? And also with age comes wisdom. I'm a strong believer in that. And that's why if you look throughout the world, right,
mm-hmm.
in multiple cultures, like elders are always like the advisors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that. I mean, first and foremost, because they lived longer than you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've experienced more than what you
absolutely,
have.
Absolutely, yeah.
And end of the day, they can give you the better advice. Now, would I be able to, with Mike, do this project in our 20s, possibly 30s? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Not understanding or what?
Just maybe not being able to make or create what we have created, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, God will place things in its right time. You just have to be ready for it. Listen, opportunities always surround us.
Right.
I had a colleague the other day, and I'm just going to stray a little bit, you know, to the
you
side,
good.
But
you
just
good. You good.
Just bring this up.
This is not This thing scripted. This is a conversation over good spirits, man. Yeah, come on, yeah. This we talk about the business. We talking.
But part of business is people, right?
Yes, definitely.
And any business is people. You don't invest in products, you invest in people.
Right.
Because end of the day, nothing can exist without the right people, right?
Absolutely.
So I had a colleague, and he was kind of moaning and complaining, and I was like, what are you bitching about? Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, man, it sucks. I'm so unlucky, and et cetera. I'm like, in what sense? He goes, man, I never get any opportunities. I never get any breaks. I said, really? He said, yeah. Well, my man, today, how many red cars did you see? He goes, I don't know, I don't think I've saw any red cars. I go, tomorrow when we're having lunch, every red car you've seen, I'm going to give you $50. He's like, for reals? I said, for reals. He said, what? I said, just, I am. So a day later, we're having lunch, and he says, dude, I saw 3 red cars. I was like, okay. So let me explain to you. Opportunity is always around you. Mm-hmm. You have to be alert to look at him. See, yesterday you didn't care much about a red car, but the minute you thought and you knew that you're going to get $50 a car, oh, suddenly you're looking for it. And what? Like, dude, you just made $150, right? So opportunities are there.
You just got to look
for it. You just have to look for it. It's the problem is individuals, people, just in our nature, we don't look for them. And when we say look, you don't have to look for it. You have to be able to recognize it.
Right.
And part of recognition is appreciation. If you can't appreciate something, you can't recognize it. You can't recognize it, you cannot see your opportunity. So you're not seeing your red cars.
That's crazy.
You know?
That's crazy. I think you stole that from somewhere. Did you get that from real? Where you get that from?
Man,
did you make that up, or was like that like a
no? It's just I like to use a lot of metaphors,
right?
You know,
some people won't understand it, it would go over their head.
No, I get it. My son, the other day, I was having a conversation with him about something, and then he's like, Dad, like, why do you have to make metaphors all the time? Just tell me what it is.
He gonna learn,
and I said, you know what, son, when you use metaphors,
you get it with another metaphor.
And he's like, yeah, because he just wants it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with another one.
Yeah, it's like you hit him with another one. But what it is, end of the day, when you're giving better examples of it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when you're just drilling something, it doesn't register. Listen, for me, if you tell me who was the most inspiring person for you, I will say my father. May he rest in peace. I never understood that man until I became a father. He used to tell a lot of things to me, and I'm like, okay, Dad, I get it. Your time was then, our time is this. You know, you think you know it, right?
Right.
But you come to a certain age and certain experiences. Mm-hmm. And my dad patiently used to say, well, you know, when the time comes, you'll get it. Time comes, you get. When I became a father, I understood.
You remember that vividly.
Oh yeah.
When your time.
Oh, yeah.
When the time comes, oh, you'll remember.
Oh yeah.
Because my mother said that to me one time, and I was I was like, this mother, damn.
It hits it when it needs to.
Yeah.
You know. My dad used to call me right around about 5:36 every day. It's usually I'm in the car driving home right from work, and he would talk to me just for, you know, just bullshitting around here and there, just whatever. And then he'll be like, are you home almost? I'm like, yeah. And then he would be like, all right, you know, like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. So one day, it was actually Mike and I, my dad, we were having a barbecue. You know, we're just having a couple of vodka bottles there. I told my dad, and I was like, Dad, I go, that's funny, you always call me right around when I'm driving home. So, son, I know you've had a long day. So I talk to you. So if you need to vent or whatever, you do all of that. You get it off your chest. By the time you get home, you're at peace. You know what I mean? And it's like, then you can go and enjoy my grandkids. So I was like, I get it, man. At that time, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I would give right now to get one of those phone calls? Yeah, it's crazy. I actually have a few of his voicemails saved on my phone, and occasionally I would listen to him. You know, his loss has created a void that nothing has been able to fulfill. And that's where I understand his greatness. Because when an individual is truly, he lived for his name.
Right.
So he did, his passing from this world, you know, it's just left a huge, huge void in mine. And that only happens when an individual is truly a great person. And one day, I want to be that for my son and him to be for his son, because that's what legacies are, that's what names are, that's what values are, and that's what we end up end of the day with, you know?
Right.
And those are the inspirations. So, like, when they tell me, you know, who's your superhero? It ain't Batman, it ain't Spider-Man, it was that man. That man came to this country and would not take a break and would work Christmas, Thanksgiving, it didn't matter, right? So I used to be like, damn, you know, he's not here, he's out working, this and that. You know, I used to get mad.
Right.
But as I got older, and as I took the values and responsibilities and et cetera, I understood. To understand the amount of sacrifice, because hell yeah, he wanted to be there with us. Hell yeah, he wanted to have, you know,
travel, have fun.
You know, have fun, enjoy. But no, man, he did what he did in order for us to be able to do that. That's a sacrifice. Because trust me, he wanted as much as to enjoy what we were enjoying.
Right.
But that was a dedication. That was one of his pillars, one of his values. That it's not a self-sacrifice. It's sacrificing for you, for your kids, for their better future,
right,
for their thing. That's why my dad used to always tell me, yeah, he goes, don't ever bitch or complain. Just work harder at it. Somebody
figure
beat
out.
You in it?
Figure it out.
Figure out how to beat him back.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Figure the damn thing out. Because, listen.
Some people take that as a trauma thing, but it's like it's not. It's like we need to be who we need to be when we need to be it.
Things that don't kill you make you stronger, yes. Right? Listen, you know what the problem a lot of times is? People look at the past a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, I'm here because this shit happened 5 years ago, or this, or that, right? Let me ask you a question. I know you have a dope-looking car.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a little S550.
Let me ask you a question. How big is your rearview mirror?
It's big enough for me to see.
How big?
I'm not sure.
About yay big?
Yay, okay. Whatever, yeah. No, that's bigger than what it needs to be, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Big enough for me to see.
Okay.
My vision.
Okay. How big is your windshield?
As big as shit.
Okay, do you drive looking at your rearview mirror or do you drive looking
at
your windshield?
I actually use all of my windows. All of my mirrors on my windows.
So you can't drive looking at your back mirror. So why would you go through life looking at the rearview mirror? Just look through your windshield. That's why it's bigger. It's a broader.
So the crazy part about that is I literally, because they tell you to look left, look right, look up. Woo, woo, woo.
You're aware
of
your
surroundings. But the concept of that is fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
You can't get on the 95 and drive like this.
No, you got to look forward and look to what's on the side of you so you won't hit it.
Right. You should glance your rear because your history is back there.
Right.
Your roots are back there. But you keep on going straight. Yeah. And the reason you look left and right, because you're looking for those red cars, my friend. They're called opportunities.
Mm.
But your eye is on your destination. It's just you want to grab whatever opportunities you got around you.
Y'all better take notes. Motherfucking Nick dropping goddamn jewels. Jewels. I'm a little burnt.
We all are a little bit, man. It takes a lot. It takes a village.
We here with it. So look, I like to keep the conversation going. I don't know, man. What you want to do?
I'm here. Hey, dude, I'm here having drinks with good friends and good company.
Yeah, man.
After here.
What time does Mike come back?
I'm going to be picking up at the airport. So I'm like, after here, I'm driving back to Vegas.
Damn, tonight?
Yeah.
No.
All day, every day.
Oh, you asshole.
And then
you're going to drink all this Dorian and you're going to drive back to Vegas.
Oh, no, bro. This is what's called I had a drink of inspiration. But yeah, I'm driving back to Vegas and then Mike's landing in tomorrow. So I'll be picking him up from the airport. And like I said, man, I wouldn't leave L.A. without seeing you and without being here.
Nah, I appreciate it, bro. Y'all like I kind of like take people in. Y'all like family to me.
You know, like
I talked to Mike, I'll be like, man, happy. I told him, I was like, man, happy Father's Day. He's like, I ain't got no kids. I was like, oh, shit. Well, you know, we had a whole conversation about that. Like, fuck, man, I didn't know shit.
Yeah, it's, listen, man, when we come here, Mike or I, we always come here as home. Mm-hmm. I don't consider a lot of places home. This place I consider as home. And for the audience and everybody that doesn't know, I'm gonna pour me a little drink. You got a little drink there too, because we're gonna have one toast here.
It's gonna get better.
And whoever doesn't know, they should know. Actually, tomorrow it's his birthday.
Oh yeah.
So let's have a happy birthday toast to him.
Actually,
coffee you in?
56 minutes.
56 minutes.
56 minutes.
My friend, I wish you all the best that world has to offer.
Appreciate it, man.
May you have everything within your grasp, and this words from my mouth to God's ears. I wish you all the best.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
What are you turning?
We're going to end the story. We're going to show up with that. 40 years old.
That's a big 4-0?
40. 40. I'm turning 40.
Cool.
Yep.
You know what? Age is just a number. Yep. It's a suggestion, not a fact.
Yeah.
You could still say I'm 25.
Oh, God.
Just a number?
Yeah. After this, I'm going to go probably meet up with my mom. They had a cruise right now. They just got off a yacht. They about to get off a yacht at 11, 12 o'clock. So.
Let's do another shot and
You make sure you let me know you make it home.
Oh yeah,
because this is crazy. This already had me drunk the first few sips.
Let's just say I've done a lot of R&Ds.
Yeah.
Like I said in your first one, if drinking was an Olympic sport, I'll be like having like 8-9 gold medals right here. But it never made it. But if it does, we'll make sure to qualify for
it. So look, so we gonna end it then. For the people who don't understand or don't know, this is your camera right here. Tell them where to find all of the exclusives, the website, the Instagram.
Our website, you can go to Dorae.com. Follow us on our Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Hit us up. Leave us a comment. Ask us anything. Join us on our journey to go one step at a time. And Dorae thanks every one of you and appreciates every one of you. And I want to say, God bless. Cheers.
That part. We're going to take our last shot because this is going to be a long ride home. That's
yes,
4 hours.
3.
4.
5.
2? You drive that fast?
Nah, man. You keep about 85, 90.
Vegas is 4 hours minimum.
I'm usually, in 4 hours, I'll be in bed sleeping.
Okay.
Cheers.
That your birthday in 12 days.
Yes, sir.
Another Virgo to be in.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, man.
Thank you.
And another good show. I'm definitely going to chop out that draws, bro. Conversation never on the block. Leave me by the bar.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.